On Loving God by St. Bernard of Clairvaux. Chapter 4. Of Those Who Find Comfort in Their Collection of God, or Are Fittest for His Love. But it will be well to note what class of people takes comfort in the thought of God. Surely not that perverse and crooked generation to whom it was said, "Woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation." Rather, those who can say with truth, "My soul refuseth comfort." For it is meet that those who are not satisfied by the present should be sustained by the thought of the future, and that the contemplation of eternal happiness should solace those who scorn to drink from the river of transitory joys. That is the generation of them that seek the Lord, even of them that seek not their own, but the face of the God of Jacob. To them that long for the presence of the living God, the thought of him is sweetest itself. But there is no satiety, rather an ever-increasing appetite, even as the Scripture bears witness, "They that eat me shall yet be hungry." And if the one a-hungered spake, "When I awake up after thy likeness, I shall be satisfied with it." Yea, blessed even now are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they, and they only, shall be filled. Woe to you, wicked and perverse generation! Woe to you, foolish and abandoned people, who hate Christ's memory and dread his second advent! Well may you fear, who will not now seek deliverance from the snare of the hunter, because they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts. In that day we shall not escape the dreadful sentence of condemnation, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire." O dreadful sentence indeed! O hard saying! How much harder to bear than that other saying which we repeat daily in church, in memory of the Passion, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life." That signifies, "Whoso honors my death, and after my example mortifies his members which are upon the earth, shall have eternal life, even as the Apostle says, 'If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.'" And yet many, even today, recoil from these words, and go away, saying by their action, if not with their lips, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?"